When it comes to heating up your business, it's all about making more bacon. And that requires an expert
with a particular set of skills.
You need
a Baconologist.
Building authentic connections, online networking, through social selling, relationship marketing, mindset and training.
Yeah, that's bacon.
Get ready, because we're about to fry up a sizzling success strategy. This is the Bacon Podcast with your host and business Baconologist, Brian Basilico.
It's a lot of bees, man.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. Now, I don't know if you have any brothers or sisters or where you fall in the birthing rank process. I happen to be one of three. I have an older sister, a middle brother, and I'm the baby. Anyways, what I want to talk about today is why you want to become the problem child. And we're going to get into the marketing side of that in a little bit, but first, let's dig into some studies. According to a recent study at MIT, second-born children, particularly boys, tend to be the troublemaker or the black sheep in the family compared to their older or younger siblings. Another study says that youngest children are often described as spoiled, willing to take unnecessary risks, and are less intelligent than their oldest siblings. Psychologists have theorized that parents coddle their youngest. As a result, they're willing to be risky. So, here are the traits of the firstborn children. They tend to be reliable, conscientious, structured, cautious, controlling, and achievers. The middle child tend to be people pleasers, somewhat rebellious, thrive on friendships, have large social circles, and they tend to be the peacemaker. Now, the youngest child tend to be mature for their age, perfectionists, conscientious, diligent, and leaders. Okay, so again, I don't know where you fall. I'm the youngest. I'm kind of a mix of all of the above, so I don't know if I believe in this science stuff, but here's one thing I do believe. We all want to be the problem child, not the one that causes the problem, but the one that solves the problem. What you want to do in business is find your client's problem and solve it. You have to ask constantly, what's keeping your clients and prospects up at night? And then you have to find a way to solve that problem for them. The better you solve it, the more likely they will pay you more money, keep you engaged, and keep having you solve problems for them. Now, you don't want to create problems to solve. You want to be the person that comes in, not necessarily like a knight in shining armor, but you want to come in and do a handful of things. Now, I'm sure you've heard the adage, cheaper, better, faster, pick two. But in the case of solving problems for your clients or prospects, we actually want to do all three. So let me explain. The first thing that we want to do is solve it better. So the question is what you do saving time for the end user or the client themselves? Is it saving costs or is it increasing outcomes? What is the result of what you're doing that solves it better? And finally, can it save somebody's job? Can you come in and help make sure that somebody either gets a promotion or is keeping their job or does something to make their business life better? That's solving it better. The second piece is, can you solve it faster? Better results usually mean less work. So is what you're doing creating less work for the end user or for the person that you're working with? The next thing may be quicker results. Does it take less effort to get the results faster? Are you improving the speed in which they're seeing the desired results? And the last one is smarter results. Is there less thinking or less of a process involved in getting what it is they're trying to achieve or the problem that they're solving? Can you show them how your process or your system or your strategy increases the likelihood that they will get the results that they want faster? Now, the last piece is solve it cheaper. And I'm not talking about the Walmart solve it cheaper, you know, being the low price leader. But what I'm talking about is that you can give them better results that end up costing them less in the long run. Are you filling in the gaps where they may have talent holes? Can you bring in a team of people to actually make it more cost-effective to get the project done? There's a big difference between hiring employees and bringing in just-in-time people to get projects done. It's one of the things I focus on, is making sure that I bring in the right people at the right time, and when that project's done, they no longer need to be paid. So it becomes very efficient for the end user and for the client. And then finally, you want to make it so it's repeatable and scalable. Is what you're doing giving them an opportunity to increase their time that they have to do other things? Increases their profits so they have more resources. So by doing it less expensively, you're giving your client more. But it doesn't necessarily mean, as I said, charging less. It's giving better return on investment. And you have to know what that return on investment is. So, one of the things that you can do is start to think like that youngest child. Don't become spoiled. Don't expect to become complacent either. You have to be willing to explore, take some risks, try some new things. One of the things that I do specifically is I try them on my own business first. If I can get a software solution or a problem-solving technique to work on my own business, I know there's a better opportunity to employ that with a customer and get even better results for them. So I'm willing to take the risk on my own business first. The other thing a youngest child does is make waves. Don't be afraid to make those waves. Take charge and change things up. But be patient. You may have to suggest it over and over and over to make a case on why you want to do things differently. But the key thing is, you need to be able to be ahead of the curve and constantly looking out for new and better ways to do the things that you're doing. Don't get stuck in a rut. And then the final piece of this is keep listening to your elders. I talk to my big brother and sister quite a bit, but I also have mentors, and I'm not afraid to learn from people who are younger than me. That's why I love interviewing people, because I want to find out what's working for them. So always be on the lookout for new.
Thank you for letting us sprinkle some bacon bits into your brains. Want some more? Learn more about this podcast and our guest experts at baconpodcast.com. Have questions? Send them to askbrian@baconpodcast.com. Until next time, keep sizzling. And remember, it's all about the bacon.